Chapter 4. Gillian Boardman was a competent nurse, and her hobby was men. She went on duty that day as supervisor of the floor where Smith was. When the grapevine said that the patient in Suite K-12 had never seen a woman in his life, she did not believe it. She went to pay a call on the strange patient. She knew of the no-female visitors rule, and while she did not consider herself to be a visitor, she sailed past without attempting to use the guarded door. Marines had a stuffy habit of construing orders literally. Instead, she went into the adjacent watchroom. Dr. Thaddeus looked up.
"Well, if it ain't Dimples. Hi, honey, what brings you here?"
"This is part of my rounds." "What about your patient?"
"Don't worry your head, honey child. He's not your responsibility. See your order book."
"I read it. I want to look at him."
"In one word? No."
"Oh, Tad, don't go regulation."
He gazed at his nails. "If I let you put your foot inside that door, I'd wind up in Antarctica. I wouldn't want Dr. Nelson even to catch you in this watch room." She stood up.
"Is Dr. Nelson likely to pop in?"
"Not unless I send for him. He's sleeping off low G fatigue."
"Then what's the idea of being so duty-struck?"
"That's all, nurse."
"Very well, doctor."
She added, "Stinker. Jill! A stuffed shirt, too."
He sighed.
"Still okay for Saturday night?" She shrugged.
"I suppose. A girl can't be fussy these days."
She went back to her station, picked up the pass key. She was balked, but not beaten, as Suite K-12 had a door joining it to the room beyond, a room used as a sitting room when the suite was occupied by a high official. The room was not then in use. She let herself into it. The guards paid no attention, unaware that they had been flanked. She hesitated at the door between the two rooms, feeling the excitement she used to feel when sneaking out of student nurses' quarters. She unlocked it and looked in. The patient was in bed. He looked at her as the door opened. Her first impression was that here was a patient too far gone to care. His lack of expression seemed to show the apathy of the desperately ill. Then she saw that his eyes were alive with interest. She wondered if his face was paralyzed. She assumed her professional manner. "Well, how are we today? Feeling better?"